Hey guys, I'm Christina, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. So, my husband and I decided to get spicy a couple weeks ago and have a board game date night after the kids went to bed. Yeah, that's spicy for us nowadays. Sitters and actual date nights here are harder to come by than toilet paper was about a year ago, so we're doing what we can. We chose a game neither one of us had played this time, a cooperative simulation game called Apollo. It's based on actual Gemini and Apollo missions, which is right up his alley. And for those of you who aren't giant fans of the space program like my husband, those are the missions that eventually brought us to the moon. I wasn't complaining because I love cooperative board games. They are generally less about competition and more about how well you communicate with other players and work as a team. Except this one was different. There was a timer. And my husband, who played Mission Control this round, could only communicate with me in very limited ways. So about three turns in, behind on my experiments and my progress toward achieving the next flight stage, with my ship taking on damage and silence from his end, I got stuck and frustrated. And then I wished out loud that he would just help me and tell me something. And he looks at me like I was an idiot, and I really don't blame him, because after a minute I realized the really obvious thing I had been missing. He couldn't communicate with me unless I initiated the game mechanic that would let him, and I hadn't done that yet. After I fixed that, things improved dramatically. I wouldn't call it smooth sailing, I didn't know if we would win until the very last roll of the dice. But I achieved a sort of balance where I managed to keep things just repaired enough, just enough ahead of the next flight stage, and just enough done on my experiments that I managed to splash down with mission success. Now, it is just as easy to get out of balance and lost in real life as you do in the game. I mean, you start out with good intentions, diet, workout routine, kitchen renovation that was only supposed to last a couple of weeks, and suddenly it's almost 6 weeks later and you realize your house is a mess, your kids are crying for attention, and you haven't submitted a devo that whole time. Sorry, Ryan. Making improvements and trying to do better are noble tasks that we should be doing, but they can be hard to sustain and run the risk of throwing other things in our lives out of balance. Failing to either make new progress or maintain an existing equilibrium could result in mission failure too. Hashtag no pressure. The good news is that we have the best mission control anyone could ask for in God, and the absolute best CAPCOM, capsule communicator, that ever existed in Jesus. And they even gave us the best, most high-powered radio ever, as John 14:26 explains. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. But as great a resource as all these things are, they can't do anything to help if we don't turn the radio on and listen. Sometimes that's reading the Bible, sometimes that's praying, sometimes that's just sitting and listening, letting God speak to you through the Holy Spirit. You have to spend time to do it, but once you do, the Lord can provide that guidance, comfort, and strength to get you through the hardships and difficult situations this world throws at you. You can go, in the words of my home state's motto, ad astra per aspera, to the stars through hardship. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more nerdy devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.